Bishop Executor Gerald Adamson was well past middle age, and prior to the recent unpleasantness, he'd had a solid, well-fed look. In fact, he'd always enjoyed the comforts of a good table, and he'd been carrying a bit more weight than the Order of Pasquale's healer priests would have approved. He'd been very careful of his physical appearance as well. He'd been aware that looking the part of a bishop executor was a significant advantage, and his grooming had always been impeccable. Now, although he was still attired in the white cassock of his episcopal rank, he was leaner, and there was an odd fragility to his movements. It wasn't precisely that he'd aged, but rather that he had been forced to cope with something totally unexpected, and, in the process, had discovered that the world was not, in fact, the neat, well-organized, controlled place he'd thought it was. The man with him, Father Pater Wilson, was much younger, no more than a dozen years at most, older than King Caleb himself. Adamson's hair was dark where the silver of age had not overtaken it, but Wilson's was a curly shade of red which was as rare as his gray northern eyes here in Caris. Where Adamson was almost as tall as Stainer, Wilson was a head shorter than the archbishop, and where Adamson moved with that strangely fragile air, Wilson was as poised and energetic as he'd ever been. They were accompanied by two armsmen in the orange and white of the archbishop's guard. The armsmen in question walked a respectful pace behind the visitors, yet their presence was not the simple ceremonial act of respect it might have been, especially not now, after the assassination attempt had come so close to success. Stainer's armsmen and guardians were in no mood to take additional chances where his safety was concerned, and the archbishop felt confident both his visitors were aware of that. Adamson and Wilson stopped in front of his desk, and he rose to greet them.
"Bishop Executor," he said, inclining his head very slightly to Adamson, and then looked at Wilson. "Father?"
He did not offer his ring to be kissed.
"Archbishop," Adamson replied for both of them.
Stainer's eyebrows didn't arch, and he managed to keep any sign of surprise from touching his expression. It wasn't easy. Granting him that title, even in a private interview, would have serious consequences for Adamson if word of it ever reached the temple.
"Please be seated," Stainer invited, waving at the chairs in front of the desk, behind which Adamson had once sat as Eraik Dinis's deputy here in Caris.
Stainer had appeared before that desk more than once to be counseled and reprimanded by Adamson, and the bishop executor's awareness of the change in their respective fortunes showed in the other man's slight, ironic smile. Father Pater, on the other hand, simply sat, with a composure and something very close to serenity, which seemed almost unaware of the earthquake upheaval the Church of Caris had undergone since his last visit to this office. Stainer gazed at them for a moment, then nodded to the armsmen. They hesitated a moment, eyes unhappy, and the archbishop raised both hands and made shooing motions at them until they finally gave up and withdrew from the office, closing the door silently behind them.
"I must confess," the archbishop continued, resuming his own seat as the door closed, "that I was somewhat surprised when the two of you requested this meeting. Your message made it clear you had some fundamental point which both of you wished to discuss with me, but it was curiously silent as to exactly what that point might be."
His tone made the last sentence a question, and he raised his eyebrows politely. Adamson glanced at Wilson, then drew a deep breath, reached into a cassock pocket, and extracted a folded piece of paper.
"I don't doubt you are surprised, Your Eminence," he said, and this time Stainer allowed his eyes to narrow at the bishop executor's chosen mode of address. Adamson obviously saw it, because he smiled slightly and shook his head.